I'm kind of old-fashioned. I think that my job is to write laws and provide oversight. And you know, I don't do a lot of, as you know, the talk shows and the cable news and that sort of thing, because that tends to pretty quickly devolve into a partisan food fight, and that's not what I think, you know, I was elected to do. So I know some consider it boring, some consider it not very exciting stuff. You have been great, Andy, in covering some of the policy issues that we have focused on, like the opioid crisis, like human trafficking, like worker retraining, where we've taken a lead, those and about 20 other issues. And I'm proud of those results. And I think many of those will continue to provide real help to the people I represent in Ohio and people around the country. So that's what I hope to be remembered for. But, you know, that's not going to be my decision. History will judge.
Senator, in the past few years, we've seen the Republican Party split into different factions where you have your establishment Republicans and the so-called Trump Republicans. What's the state of the Ohio Republican Party, and where do you see it going in the future?
Compared to some other parties around the country, to answer your question specifically, I think the Ohio Republican Party is in pretty good shape. I'm not saying there aren't differences of opinion in how Donald Trump handled himself, particularly toward the end of his term here. There are. I hear about it every day, as you know. But I do think that we're focused more in Ohio on what unites us, which is the policies. You know, it is the free enterprise system. It is, you know, tax relief and regulatory relief and ensuring we have a strong military, you know, the things that bring Republicans together. And that tends to be the way the Republican Party has gone.
As you know, your announcement sparked wide speculation as to who might run for Senate in 2022. What's your message to anyone who sets out to run for your seat?
It's a diverse state. You know, we have everything. We have the big cities. We have a lot of rural areas. We're number 7 in the country on agriculture and number 3 in the country on manufacturing. I mean, we've got the Appalachian region, which is a poor area where we've got a lot of tough rural issues like lack of broadband. We've got big cities, you know, where we have the classic issues that urban areas are facing. And so we've got everything. And so my advice is, you know, you got to get out and around Ohio. With COVID, it's harder, but you got to really get a feel for it and work really hard. People expect you to work hard. They like to see you sweat. And you remember, Andy, when I was bouncing around the state in my RV during both my campaigns, you know, we were on the road constantly.
And finally, are you closing the door to any future political post, or could we see you run for office again?
You know, I'm not planning to run for anything, but I'm not closing the door either. You know, if something were to come along where I felt I could make a contribution again, I would look at it, but I'm not planning anything. I'm planning to go home. I mean, I got 2 more years here, and I'm going to work hard as I can for my state, and as I have been doing, you know, focus on finding, getting results, legislation, oversight, you know, things care, people know how care about. We've got some work to do. As you know, I've got a bunch of legislative initiatives teed up that I want to get across the finish line, like retirement security, helping people with their 401ks and IRAs. I got a new anti-drug bill I think is really important at this time with the COVID-19 crisis, the opioid crisis, and the drug addiction crisis generally has increased also. So there's some things I really, really want to get done.